It's Friday, July 19th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The driver killed Wednesday in Dunn County has been named. It's the third day of the Barron County Fair, and the gigantic demolition derby is tonight. Birchwood's Bluegill Festival kicks off today, and young Republicans say they are ready to spread the platform after the national convention. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The driver killed Wednesday morning in Dunn County has been named. Sheriff Kevin Biggs said the victim was 77-year-old Wayne Myers of the town of Springbrook. Myers was driving south on 710th Street when he failed to stop at the intersection of 240th Avenue, southeast of Menominee, on Wednesday morning. His SUV was struck by an eastbound log truck. Myers was pronounced deceased at the scene. It's senior day at the Barron County Fair. Those 62 or older have a reduced gate fee of $4 until 4 p.m. Today's judging includes horse pleasure, dairy show, and dairy showmanship, along with llamas and goats. The carnival is open from 1 until 10 p.m. The gigantic demolition derby is at 8 p.m. Cost is $15 for adults and $5 for kids 6 to 15. There is no gate fee after 4 p.m. with the purchase of a grandstand ticket. The full schedule and more ticket information is at BarronCountyFair.com. Birchwood's Bluegill Festival kicks off today. Today's events include the men's softball tournament, the mouse game, and introductions of the Bluegill Queen and Little Miss candidates. The band Ember plays at 9 p.m. Music this evening. Saturday's events include the Timber Bay Trot Run Walk, a pickleball tournament, craft fair, pie and ice cream social, music by the Gators at 1 p.m., music by Whiskey and Topaz at 4:30 p.m. and music by Divided Highway at 9 p.m. The Grand Parade on Main Street is at 1 p.m. on Sunday with the Bluegill Pin Cash Raffle following the parade. Find out more information and the full schedule at birchwoodwi.com/bluegillfestival. A Wisconsin congressman says he doesn't want his confrontation with a protester to distract from the goals at hand during the Republican National Convention.
This week is about nominating President Trump and JD, getting them elected. The next 4 years is about making this country wealthy, safe, and strong again, and that's peace through strength. So I am not going to allow some glory-seeking, Hamas-loving Slipknot interfere with that. It ain't happening.
Derek Van Orden commented at the RNC Wednesday morning. The protester from the group Cold Pink was taken into custody Tuesday for allegedly assaulting Van Orden outside a downtown hotel. The organization's alleges Van Orden pushed the woman as she and others waited in line to enter a Republican women's brunch. Charges are being reviewed by the Milwaukee District Attorney's Office. Young Wisconsin delegates to the Republican National Convention are ready to take the party's message to college students. Bob Haig tells us more.
Dane County Republican Party Chair Brandon Malley.
And if it wasn't for that very high turnout on Wisconsin college campuses, the Democrats wouldn't stand a chance in Wisconsin.
Green Lake County Board Supervisor Luke Dretzky says President Biden has let students down.
He was going to forgive all student loan debt. Obviously, that did not happen. That was a fake promise from the beginning. Trump isn't making those promises. He's making the promises that he knows he can deliver on.
The U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority actually rejected Biden's college loan forgiveness plan. Malley and Dretzky were interviewed by Wisconsin Eye at the RNC. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.